Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you for this opportunity to gather and to meditate upon your word, meditate upon you, O God. So, Lord, we ask you to come and lead us, Holy Spirit, during this time. And, Lord, have your way. Lord, all the things that you want to accomplish today, God, that will come to pass, Lord. We need you. We need you very much. Lord, we want to know more of your love. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today, I'll read the devotional. How can this be? March 11th. How can this be? Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born of above, born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." John 3:1-16. Certain events have the potential to change the way people go about their daily routine. Last October, my wife and I were in Cebu when we were awakened by a magnitude 7.2 earthquake. Quickly, our vacation mood adapted into a survival mood with thoughts of a more spiritual nature. We don't really know what the troubling questions in Nicodemus' heart were. One night, urgently, he came to Jesus for answers. Today, in like manner, unexpected events suddenly trigger people to begin searching for the truth, wondering, how can this be? Here, Jesus lays out four heavenly truths answering how and why every man or woman must be born again. The flesh is helpless in correcting the evil of our sinful nature, so water represents a need for the washing of our sins. Just like the wind is out of man's control, regeneration is a miraculous work of God. When the Holy Spirit regenerates someone, he or she receives a new nature. The serpent is a picture of judgment. People have been bitten by sin, and the Lord Jesus, being lifted up on the cross, bore the judgment for our sins. The love of God is offered to all men. He gave his only Son so that nobody should perish. There is a way to be saved, but each one must believe and receive Jesus as Savior. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Reflection. If you're not yet born again, go to Jesus like Nicodemus did and simply open your heart to him. Talk to your pastor for help. Jesus has entrusted to you the privilege of sharing the most wonderful good news. Don't feel intimidated at the thought of sharing it. Just pray, for it is not you who will be speaking, but the Holy Spirit. So, I just wanted to share something quickly that I've been going through recently, and I thought it's quite relevant to this verse, especially John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Recently, God has been speaking to me a lot about the Father's love and the Father's heart. Actually, even from the end of last year, and throughout the fast and throughout the year so far, God's been really speaking to me and leading me in the area of love. And it is something that I'm going through and learning right now, but I just wanted to share with you briefly. John 3:16 is a verse that we have heard so many times, probably all of our Christian lives. You know, I'm sure, I believe all of us probably memorize it too. And so we hear it over and over again, and we think we understand it because we've heard it for so many times or for so long. But do we really comprehend what this verse says? The verse says that God loved the world so much to the point that he gave up his only son for us. And so how strong can a love be to motivate somebody to give you up their own son and child, right? I mean, I don't have a child, but, you know, I know some of you do. And I mean, I can imagine how impossible, not just difficult, but how impossible, unthinkable it is to do such a thing for anyone. And when God says, I love you, in this verse, God is not saying, I love you very much. God is saying, I love you so much with this burning love for you that I was willing and I'm willing to give up my only son so that you'd be saved and you'd have a relationship with me. And he calls us his sons and daughters. That's a lot of love. And he calls us his bride, which is also an incredible love. But the question is that I've been having is, but do I really know his love? If I really knew him and his love, why do I have such a hard time trusting in him? If I really know his love and if I really know him, why do I have trouble loving him? I am very good at doing the right things, you know, even sacrificing and things for God and things like that. But a lot of the times, I realized that I do these things because it's the right thing to do. Not necessarily because I love him. Not necessarily because I want to please him. And I am so thankful and so, you know, filled with love for God. Rather, a lot of the times I do these things because, again, it's the right thing to do. And in fact, what got me on this journey was the Exodus 33 story where, you know, God tells Moses after Israelites really mess up and God says, you know what, I'm gonna, you know, if I go with you, you guys keep sinning, it's going to be a bad idea. I'm going to send my angel, you guys go ahead, I'm going to send you into the promised land, but I'm not going to go with you. And then Moses goes, no, you know, like more than the promised land, more than all these different things, what I want is your presence, that you would go with me. And it really got me thinking last year, towards the end of last year, I had to really ask this question to myself honestly and say, God, do I really want to go with you wherever you lead? More than the promised land, more than your blessings, and more than all these things you give to me? And when I had to be really honest with God, my answer was, I wasn't sure, you know, like, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, definitely in that situation, I'm going to say, God, I want to go with you. But because I know it's the right thing to say. You know, what else am I going to say, right? But in my deepest heart of hearts, you know, do I really want to be with God? And God, like, no matter what cost, I just want to be with you? Or is it just another religious right answer that I have for God? And I just really wasn't sure. So that kind of got me on this journey of really seeking God and really being honest with God and say, God, you know, I have a love problem, you know, and things like that. And, you know, if I really know, truly know in my heart of hearts that God loves me in this incredible way, why do I have worries? Romans 8:32 says, he who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? So these are some of the things that God's been revealing to me, but, you know, not in a way of guilt and condemnation, for that's not, you know, his ways, but in a real way of gentleness, in a way of real encouragement and hope. You know, like God wasn't saying, oh, you know, like, you suck, why don't you understand? You know, but it was a real message of invitation from the Lord saying, I have this incredible love for you. And you know it's good, but you don't understand in your heart. But I want to reveal this love to you in a way that can only come by revelation and not through cognitive knowledge. You know, there are so many And also, I used to think that knowing God's love is so difficult. You know, I used to always think, oh, crap, what do I have to do? You know, like, do I need to go on another 40-day of fast? Or do I need to go up in some mountain or something? Or what do I need to do? You know, stuff like that. I used to think like that. But, you know, God's desire and his burning desire is to reveal his love and his heart to us. He's just waiting, right? He deeply desires to show us his love and his heart. If we would only come and seek him, if we'd only come and spend time with him, if we only come and rest in his presence and wait upon him, I really believe, I mean, so much more than we think we want to know the love of God, it is the heart of God that wants to really show his love and show, you know, reveal this love to us in a way that only he can. There are so many demands in the Bible regarding love. There are so many demands of love in the Bible. The standard that are impossible. The standards of love in the Bible is impossible for us to achieve with our own efforts and strength, I believe. You know, just read the Beatitudes. Just look at the life of Jesus, and we're called to imitate Jesus. You know, Jesus says, forgive 70 times 7, you know, times, which is crazy, you know. And just look at the lives of early church Christians. I used to believe that these are high standards that are out there just to show us where we're supposed to go. And we're supposed to try with our own strength all of our lives. Because we'll never get there, but we just keep on trying. You know, keep on trying, and maybe we'll go a little bit in our lives. You know, that's what I used to think. But I feel like God is teaching me this year that that's not how it works. I mean, yes, you know, we need to continue to do and aspire to obey, you know, try. But I believe, you know, the way of God is that he wants to reveal his love in incredible ways that only he can. And that transforms us, you know, to be able to love like he does and to really just something beyond, completely beyond our own strength. You know, we can only give what we have. We can only love as much as we've been loved by God. Or rather, we can only love as much as we know his love for us. And, you know, this is really exciting for me right now. And I also believe, you know, God's heart for us in Solomon's porch is to reveal his love in this way. And so Ephesians 3:17-19 says that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Right now, I'd like to, you know, pray together that God would also, you know, give all of us the desire to really know his love in a deeper way, in the way that can only be known by the revelation that comes from God, and that we will have the desire and that we would come to him, that we will seek him, that we'll really wait upon him in his presence and really desperately, you know, ask God to do that. And I really believe, and you know it too, that it is his desire to reveal his love, and he will do it. Let's spend some time to pray and just ask the Lord for the desire of our hearts, and he will reveal his love.
love is surprising. I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me. Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Father God, my prayer today and our prayer, my prayer is that you would keep my heart tender towards you, that you would keep my heart genuinely and sincerely dependent upon you and seeking after you, God. Lord, I also pray, God, for all of us, Lord, here and for Solomon's Porch, for same grace, God, that our hearts will remain tender towards you, and that we would sincerely and with genuine dependence seek you and rely on you, Father God, so that you can do all the work that you want to do in our hearts, and you can pour out all the love that you want to pour out into our hearts, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's continue to pray for the writer of this today's devotion. His name is René Lussier. He's a co-pastor at Lighthouse Ministries in TST. He and his wife, Brigitte, have served in Hong Kong since 1991. They have 4 children and 5 grandchildren, all living in Canada. So let's pray for René and Brigitte. Let's also pray for their ministries, Lighthouse Ministries in TST. Let's also pray for their children and grandchildren as well. So let's spend time to intercede. Let's turn to the community prayer focus. Let's pray for those that are battling cancer. and also going through chemo and radiation therapy, and also transplant and surgery as well. So let's really lift them up to God by in faith, and let's really pray and pray for them. Father God, Lord, we pray for them, Lord. Father God, by faith, Lord, we just lift them up to you in Jesus' name. Lord, Father God, Unda parata kashabaram barra balarra kasagara taraba baka sagara taraba. Endara balara barra papa separa endara bala. Father God, we thank you. And we thank you, Lord Father, for your healing, Father God. Lord, and we contend, Lord Father God, for Inez and Cynthia, God. And I am the cancer in the abdominal wall, Lord Father, will disappear in Jesus' name, Lord Father. She will experience, Lord Father God, full miraculous healing in Jesus' name, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for we believe for them. We contend for them, Lord God. And I know, Lord, I pray for Arch's father, Lord Father, complete healing from the cancer in Jesus' name. And we also pray, Lord Father, because there's and Lord Father, God, she's battling. But Lord Father, God, you have never forgotten. You never forget, Father. Lord Father, I pray for your healing. Father, Lord, I pray for the mentors, for Keith, Father God, complete healing from the prostate cancer. And I pray that you keep, his heart. And Lord, bring people to pray with faith, Lord Father God, for them, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord Father, make his mom completely healed. Lord Father, in Jesus' name, if your tooth in the open heart, and let's pray for those of us whose loved ones, let's pray for our loved ones who are going through sickness, but also need salvation in their spirit. So let's really lift them up and let's pray. Unda passira ra bala ra bara pa pa sha bara bara ndara ra bala ra bara ke se bara bara ndara pa pa ka sa ga ra ka tara ra ka sa ga tara re unda parra ta ka sha bara bara ndara bala ra ka sha bara pa 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 sa bara ndara ra ka sha ga tara ro. Oh Father God, Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord Father God. They need you, Jesus. They need you so much. Oh rata sa bara bara ndara. Oh guys, could you come, Lord Father God, open their hearts, open their spiritual eyes, God. And Lord, we ask you to soften. And let's pray for others that are battling other infirmities as well. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for your healing for Ellen Lunsford in Jesus' name from stroke. Father God, we pray by faith, God, for you are God who heals. So Lord, Father God, oh God, this is your will, Father. So I pray for healing in Jesus' name. Come into what only you can do, Father God, which is to heal. And Lord, I pray for Teddy's mom as well, Father God, for healing in Jesus' name. David's healing in Jesus' name. Lord, Father, I lift up Teddy's father, God. And I pray for your complete healing and recovery in Jesus' name. Eunice's mom and Andrew's father in Jesus' name. Complete healing and recovery in Jesus' name. Oh God, Urata
Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we thank you, Father God, that as we are just praying through this list and things like that, Lord, Father, we're not just going through the motions. I thank you, Lord, Father God, that you are using our prayers, God, that Lord, Father God, the prayer of the saints are being lifted up and filling up the bowl, Lord, in heaven, Father God, we thank you. As we pray, Lord, for every day, Lord, Father God, for these people and our brothers and sisters and our friends, God, Lord, I pray for faith, God, that we'll really pray, expecting, Lord, Father, give us strength, Lord, Father God, not to have despair, but Lord, Father, to continue to pray by faith, Lord, and really by faith alone, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. And let's also pray for those of us who are looking for jobs. Let's pray for the release and breakthrough of God's job and career. Father, we thank you. Lord, we just pray for our brothers and sisters now.
We pray for release and breakthrough on top of their jobs, their careers, God, financially, their
And lastly, let's pray for Tuesday focus. Let's pray for the mission focus for China. Let's pray for SV Beijing, the Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, Basaraba family, Lian Chang, Eddie Clark, Chichihar kid, and the churches there. Let's pray for China.
We lift up SV Beijing to you, God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray we lift up Chris and Amy to you, Pastor Sam Kim, and you to you, Father God. Lord, please. We pray for SP Beijing, Lord. We lift up Chung's family. Would you, Lord, protect them physically in their souls and spiritually, Father God, and fill their hearts with love. And I pray, Father God, that they will fall, Lord, Father, in deeper love with you, Lord. Would you draw near and spend, Lord, by be filled with your love, Father, overflowing. I pray for Matt and my parents, Father God, Lord, thank you. That we can pray for them and protect them as well, Lord, Father.
Let's pray for all the staff of Solomon's Porch, Pastor Sam, Pastor Eugene, Pastor Carol, Pastor Nay, Pastor Sophia, Pastor Hyunsu, Ken, Kenny, Monica, Bonnie, Janella, Sarah. Let's really pray for them. Father, we thank you. Katakata, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for them, God. We pray for your hedge of protection upon them, Lord, physically in their souls and spiritually, God. Protect their children, protect their family, protect their relatives and loved ones. And
friends, Father God, Lord, physically in their souls and spiritually. I pray for every staff, every pastor, every staff in Solomon's Porch, Lord, will spend time with you, alone time with you, like the Lord Jesus Christ, and really fall in deep love and draw near you. I pray for your revelation on the Father's heart.
Let's pray for the worship sound and media team. Let's pray for the heart of worship and heart of serving. Let's also pray for the hospitality ministries, welcoming and barista. Let's lift up the leaders of these ministries. Pastor Eugene, Bonnie, Pastor Hyunsu, Pastor Nate, and John Moon, and Kenny, and anyone else that I might have missed. Let's pray for these ministries.
Father, we pray for heart of worship. And lastly, let's pray for the house churches. Let's pray for that are meeting tonight. Kennedy, OPR, Bonham, Kowloon, and Lang Kwai Fong. Let's pray for the presence of God. Let's pray, for the presence of God. Let's pray for the leaders. Let's pray that everything that God wants to accomplish tonight will come to pass. And everyone that God has called will come. Let's pray. Father God, we pray for your kingdom to come. Lord, Father, we pray for your kingdom, Father God, during tonight's house churches, God, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name that it'll be more than just a weekly gathering, weekly thing that we do. Lord, Father God, I pray, Father, for expectation. I pray for your presence, God. I pray that everything that you want to accomplish, everything that you have planned, Father God, will come to pass in Jesus' name. Lord, Father, we pray for leaders, God. We pray for faith. We pray for anointing, authority, power, everything necessary, Lord, Father God, to lead the house church. And I pray that everyone you have called, Lord Father, will come in Jesus' name. There will be such dynamic discussions, and most importantly, Father, I got to know you and feel you more, and to fall in deeper love with you, and deeper love with one another, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you so much. We thank you so much that you would love us with such an incredible love. And Father, we confess, God, that a lot of the times we forget or we don't know in our heart of hearts, Lord Father, your love. But I thank you, Father God, that you're more than willing, Lord, that you so desire, Father God, to pour out your love and just show us how much you love us, God. And it's the best thing. It's the most exciting thing. So I pray in Jesus' name that you would continue to take us on this journey. And I pray that, once again, that our hearts will be tender and genuine and sincere, Father God, to follow your leading on this journey, Lord, and really allow you to do everything that you want to do, Lord Father, in our hearts and our lives, God. We thank you so much. We thank you for the prayers that have been lifted up, and we really pray by faith, God. Lord Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers and using our prayers, God. We thank you, Lord Father, for the answers and the healings that are coming in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord. Protect us for the rest of the day, today, and help us to really live today wherever we are for you and work for you and really fall in deeper love with you today. In Jesus' name. Lord, also protect us, God, physically in our souls and spiritually. Protect our loved ones and everything that pertains to us too, Lord. And we love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.